For many of you, today is the first organized day of seminary life. To you, I say, welcome back. Others here are giving it another shot. To you also, welcome. No doubt all of us are filled with both anticipation and some hesitancy as we begin another school year. What will we find here at the campus of Concordia Theological Seminary? And for you newcomers, what will this seminary life be like? Amid all of the advice that you no doubt have received from parents, pastor, friends, family, and well-wishers, may I remind you of the words of our Lord to St. Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, where in the 9th verse he says, as we just heard, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness." If you've come here this year expecting to be a part of the physical kingdom of God, to see Christian virtues displayed to near perfection, or to have the gospel decide all matters of policy and practice, I invite you to take off your rose-colored glasses. One only needs to look at some of the signs posted around here on campus to see that this seminary is operated in the same way as any other institution in the outside world. Signs like, "Don't open these windows or we'll discontinue the air conditioning. No fishing in this area. $10 charge on all return checks. $25 fine on parking in the fire lanes." And there are many, many more. In addition to that, we have the disagreements that often come up, outbursts of anger, unkind words, and every once in a while we even run across an unfriendly face. The cold, stark reality of the law is in control here. That's what operates this seminary. We are run by rules and regulations. Complete the forms, make the grades, make the payments. Fact which you will very soon find out, all under the threat of nasty remarks, nasty notes, fines, failures, or even possible expulsion. Under the stress of being a seminary student, family and marital problems also have a way of arising. And who among us is without financial concerns? All of these can be so-called thorns in the flesh for seminarians. Weaknesses which may not only depress us, but which may also disillusion us to the real goal for being here. St. Paul wrote in his first letter to the Corinthians that in his initial visit he was there with weakness, and in fear and in much trembling. Indeed, conditions which many of us have either gone through here before or are experiencing now. What can you expect to find at Concordia Seminary? You can expect to find sinners and the marks of sin that leave their effect on lives, on personalities, and on property. You will see the result of sin through the necessity of laws, policies, and threats. And you will see weakness and failure. But on this campus, maybe especially because of the hardships and weaknesses of the occupants here, you also see the grace of God. Our Lord's answer to Paul's prayer that he remove a thorn in the flesh emphasizes the need for weakness in the life of a Christian. In a sense, God is saying, if you really want to get the most out of what I have to offer, be weak and know it. If it's true that whom God loves, he chastens, then certainly he must love seminarians. A more blessed bunch of guys you will never find. You see, we have already experienced the grace of God. We know that our sins have been forgiven for Jesus' sake. Consequently, we can and we do live recklessly, in the good sense of the word. Standing solidly on that grace, many here have dared to live at the poverty level or below it, and are succeeding at it, even though they have had no previous experience with it. Some, through their decision to be here, have brought hardship and division within their family. All of us have chosen a vocation which, in the eyes of the world, is unnecessary and even burdensome on society, and, as you may find out in your future congregation, is often a thankless job. But most of all, when there is sin and failure in our lives, we have the certainty of knowing, despite what the laws, rules, threats may say or do, that our status before God has not changed. We have a place to go in weakness, fear, and trembling to find strength and comfort. And when we do, we find that we continue to remain as God's children and indeed even grow to maturity. Instead of depressing us, these challenges to our faith and to our goal of being pastors are overcome through this grace. During the year, this grace of God will be discussed and defined, expanded and expounded upon in this pulpit, in your classrooms, in your devotions, and almost in any discussion that you find on this campus. But in addition to learning of this grace in theory, don't forget to put it into practice. For the sake of Christ, boldly live the life of a seminarian. Be weak, know it, and as Paul did, boast in it. For when you are weak, then are you strong. And through the strength that Christ gives, you can do all things. God's peace be with you this year. Amen.